Hey, good evening to you, wherever you're at tonight. This is Charlie Panky, Sierra Reg Magazine. I am coming to you from the road this week. Almost didn't get this done for our Tuesday episode, but I am in Denver for a few days for the OMA media show, which I'm going to talk about here a little bit, and how excited I am to see some of the new industry products in the outdoor industry and try them on, and I'll be bringing some tips to you later on after the show on that. But I hope you were able to get to the Sierra. We had a lot of snow come in over the weekend and different storm patterns. I know California got soaked, and even in Carson Valley where I'm at, we had snow and rain mix. So the ground's soaked. The reservoirs are doing well. Unfortunately, we're still like 70% of normal. So we're still a ways off of what normal snowpack looks like. But Palisades did pass 200 inches this week. I saw a report that Heavenly had its best powder day of the year this morning up at Lake Tahoe. So it was sure a nice winter treat. And I understand there's another storm possibly coming through. I'm not, again, at the weather report, so a little off there. So, again, hope you're able to get out and see the Sierra, or at least plan to be in the Sierra soon. So there's a lot of great things going on. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the World Cup of Skiing, which is this Saturday coming up in Palisades, when they're fresh new snow. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the OMA media show that I'm at in Denver, where I get to meet a ton of different brands and products, and kind of get a preview of some of their new lines that are coming out, including a new line of gloves that they sent me to test out, which I did last weekend up on Highway 4. And then I'm going to just quote this one. Backpacker magazines lost their mind. Okay, so it's my opinion, and it's probably not going to be a popular opinion, but I just read something in Backpacker magazine about, you know, bagging our poop in the wilderness, and it's a complete contradiction to what I believe the Wilderness Act says. So we're going to talk about that today, and kind of discuss that too. But again, we can keep this about 20 minutes, so I'm going to go fast. I hope you're having a great day wherever you're at, and I really do appreciate all those that have joined in and left comments and sent some notes to me. I'm going to keep doing this, and we're going to see where this audience goes. It's your channel. So if you don't like it, tell me. If you love it, tell me. If you want to hear something else, love to hear from you, and go from there. So if you don't know who we are, Sierra Reg Magazine, we have a six time a year digital magazine that we publish online. We have a website that's got the same content. It's all free. You can sign up on our website, sierraregmagazine.com, and we can send you an email blast once a month and a magazine every 2 months, if you will. We have our March edition coming up here, March 14th or 11th or 14th, some of that. And it's our spring edition, which is all of our spring edition issues. And we've talked about some hiking. We're doing a big thing at Death Valley. Which, talking about Death Valley, segue here real quick. Hopefully you guys can hear this, by the way. I forgot my headphones, so I'm using the computer mic. But Death Valley, really exciting news. They announced yesterday that not really the first time in history, but first time in a long time, Lake Manly, or Badwater Basin, if you will, has filled with water to a point where they're going to allow you to bring your kayaks and kayak on Badwater Basin. And that, if I was in town, I would leave tomorrow. Like, I'd leave as soon as I could on Friday or whatever. I'd head to Death Valley this weekend with my kayak, just because that's like one of those once in a lifetime things that we might be able to experience in our lifetime. And that lake, they think, is going to be around for just maybe 4 or 5 more weeks. As the temperature rises, it'll evaporate pretty fast. But right now, you could literally, it's deep enough to put a kayak on, float across the salt flats. I just think that would be completely epic. Of course, if you know the history of Death Valley, that used to be called Lake Manly. And it was a pretty big lake in the basin there. And it all dried up. And I think the only water left is Saltwater Creek is where the pupfish come up, and the water goes there and disappears underground. So that is kind of exciting news going on there. So, but if you're heading into this weekend, the other choice is to head to Palisades Tahoe, who has the World Cup of Skiing. They're going to be doing it's the Red Dog. I think it's called Red Dog Run there at Palisades. Again, not a skier, so I do apologize. But I have been to the World Cup female event, and this the males event. I can only go on Friday for the opening ceremonies this year, so I'm looking forward to going up there for ticket draw and see the kind of opening hoopla of the event, if you could. But unfortunately, I have to fly out again on Sunday, and my Saturday's already full this week. So I won't be able to see the actual ski race, but all I can tell you is that the World Cup event, if you've never been to one, parking might be a nightmare this weekend. I don't know, but it is definitely worth going to experience if you're part of the ski universe, if you will. The thing I remember walking away from my first one there, and that was, I want to say maybe six years ago. Can't really the first year, but the crowd was amazing. The pomp and circumstance of the event was really cool. The skiing obviously is the best in the world, so it's super fast and it's awesome. Definitely worth checking out if you just like to see something really cool. So that's this weekend at Palisades. It starts on Friday. They're kind of kick off Saturday and Sunday are the racing. Ludacris is going to be there in concert. I believe it's on Saturday night, and they have a fireworks show. So they've got all kinds of different things. What's funny is that I don't know any details, apologize, you can look online, but I think Heavenly this weekend may actually have a World Cup like half pipe thing going on too. Look it up. I saw it briefly on Facebook. I haven't done any research. I was traveling today, but I thought that was pretty cool for what's going on. Again, this is always fresh snow, and it's just going to be gorgeous in the Sierra. This weekend, last weekend, we got out on Highway 4 to the snowmobile park on the end of Highway 4 before you go to Ebbets Pass. Snowshoed into Raymond Creek Falls, and then up in the campground. Just beautiful out there. That's actually one of my favorite hidden secret snowshoe places, if you're looking for a place to snowshoe. The road dead ends at the very end. It's a bunch of snowmobilers out there. So if you're not snowmobiling, you know, it's going to be a bunch of trailers and trucks. So park and be courteous out there. It's kind of their playground out there. But you kind of snowshoe along the road or the river and the road up until you pass, I'm going to forget the name of the creek. Let's just call it, there's a creek there just before the private property called Wingo Cabin. It's a miner's cabin there. And then once you get to that creek, you can actually go off and go down in the river. When it's deep enough, you can actually cross the river in that area and go back in the backcountry. It's really cool. This year, the river was thawed, so we just came back up by Wingo's Cabin. Then he climbed up to the waterfall and then climbed in the campground, a Silver Creek campground up there. It was just a beautiful day. It's got some great views of the mountains, and it's so quiet because no one else is out there. So you really just kind of got this whole canyon to yourself. It was snowing, so it's really pretty to do that. So I highly recommend that. But so snowshoeing, if you're going to do it this weekend, I saw pictures of Tahoe Meadows last weekend. I think I'm going to stop recommending Chickadee Ridge, even though it's one of the best things ever. The traffic at Tahoe Meadows is off the hook. It's almost as bad as Emerald Bay in the summertime. It's really bad up there. It's awesome to go feed the chickadees, but be careful up there. The traffic's really bad. There's plenty of spaces to spread out, and nobody goes into the snowshoeing across country to be with 40,000 people. So it's really not what you're looking for on that. So anyways, let me tell you why I'm in Denver. As we move on here and just kind of keep on pace, the OMA media show is a event. It's a 2-day event. They do something really kind of cool. It's for PR agencies and media companies. And it's really for us to have a chance to meet with these products and these brands hands-on, learn about the product so we can tell our readers and share the product information in kind of an old-fashioned style where it's really kind of smaller. We have time to actually get interviews and talk to people. So I'm really kind of excited about it. It's a bunch of brands that I've never actually spoken with before, and so a lot of brands that actually don't use their current product. So I'm interested to learn about it myself. I'm not the biggest brand guy, right? So I'm not you're never going to see me touting the most expensive and the best brands in most of my channels. I do like good gear, but I like affordable and effective gear as well. So I'm not spending an extra $100 to save a pound, for example. So I'll wear the extra pound if I'm going to save $100. So I'm a little conscious that way. My thermals are not the best wool in the world. They're 32 degree, and that's fine for me because I sweat like a pig anyway. So that's kind of where it goes. So I'm really excited to see what it's like to talk to some of these bigger brands and understand, you know, what they're trying to get across to the consumer. And I've always been that way with small businesses I talk to them too. Is it's not about necessarily me so much. It is about what do you want to communicate? How do we do it the most effective way? And then, so that's kind of where I'll bring that back to you, and I'll share some brands. I know I have a meeting with Hess tomorrow and Black Diamond and couple other kind of ski industry gears. And then I have Gregory Pax and an agency called Verde, which is a bunch of different brands. Anyway, so I have a bunch of different outdoor companies. I'll be looking forward for the next 2 days. I'll be out here in Denver. Looking forward to it. Had to come in on transit today, which is always interesting to me. I'm so such not a city boy. I belong in the mountains. So today getting here in Denver was pretty awesome. So we'll bring you some coverage on that. Expect some live updates on our social media channels. And then next week, I'll talk a little bit more in our podcast. Next week, on a Tuesday episode, I'll actually be in Pittsburgh. So I'll probably have to pre-record that this weekend. So I'll probably talk about the show a lot this weekend for next week. Just heads up and just kind of give a rundown, because I have to be in Pittsburgh for another work event next week. So I've never been to Pittsburgh, but I won't have time for this probably. But anyhow, what was the third thing? I told Jessica, I see I'm traveling, so I don't even have my notepad in front of me here. So what was our third thing we're going to talk about today? We got the World Cup done. I'm at the OMA events. Oh, we call our episode out of our mind in the Sierra, right? Well, Backpacker Magazine this month, which I love. I'm a subscriber. I love Backpacker, Outside Door Magazine, all this. But they've now are pushing the agenda that we need to bag our own poop. And I'm drawing the line, man. I'm an outdoor enthusiast. I volunteer in Death Valley. I clean up after people all the time. But I'm also reading this book. It's by Mary Fisher. I'm going to say that wrong. I'm going to say Fisher for a moment. But anyway, she was the owner of the Mammoth Pack Stations. And she wrote this book about the pack industry and the mules and really their history and developing all the trails and getting people to Mount Whitney the first time and all these different things, you know, how John Muir used the mule trains and everything to move sheep. And in that, I literally just reading this today before I read this article from Backpacker Magazine, which just blew my mind, was that it talks about Wilderness Act, that people need to be able to do things that would be considered normal. There shouldn't be rules and restrictions that, to keep them on trail, for example. The Wilderness Act was designed so that you should experience wilderness as wilderness, not follow a cattle guard line of people. So there's a lot of industry talk about how do we control the crowds right now. And to me, that's not a bad conversation to have, but maybe the conversation doesn't need to have more rules that really are stupid. I'm just going to say it, okay? Plastic bags in wilderness should be outlawed before we outlaw pooping in the wilderness, okay? All right? Yes, we should be burying a hole and we should be burying that, you know, we're already asking us to carry our toilet paper out, which quite frankly, I don't do. I just bury it. So, you know, guess what? I also swim in the lakes and probably have suntan lotion on, so shoot me. I take care of the wilderness. I take out garbage all the time. I'm not tearing up the turf. I'm not putting nails in trees or any of that stuff. All things, by the way, that 100 years ago they were doing all the time. And the John Muir and the Sierra groups, I mean, Sierra group used to take like 200-300 people into the mountains for weeks. Imagine that footprint, right? I mean, we've improved it, but now we're going overboard. We're going way past what the Wilderness Act was designed for. You know, I was reading this book today and going, you realize that mule trains, which were one of the reasons we even have most of these trails in the Sierra, were almost banned because some lawyers in San Francisco decided that they weren't natural to the wilderness, so they need to be kicked out of the wilderness. And it's like, come on. You know, when the Wilderness Act was written, I think it was 12 different pack groups from the Sierra were given a permit system, basically because the Wilderness Act basically said they belong there. They belong there more than we do. They're the ones that created the area almost. So not created, but gave access to so many people and caused the love affair with the Sierra. So there are things that we do now that we say that have repercussions, right? It was, you know, the leave no trace principles are awesome. But as soon as we said, hey, we everybody should bag their dog crap, guess what happened? There's more plastic bags in the wilderness now than there's ever been. Why? Because people are inconsiderate, people are rude. And we're not going to change that behavior by making more rules that people won't follow. You're making rules that the 2% of you that are extremists who want everybody out of the wilderness. By the way, that should mean you, by the way, and it should mean all trails should disappear, no human trace whatsoever in wilderness if you keep following down this path, right? And I get it. If you guys are one of these backpackers that always goes all these trails that everyone else is on, you're going to Whitney, or you're going over Cottonwood Pass, or you're going to the same places everybody goes to. And in Desolation Wilderness, we have this. We have these certain logs we call the toilet paper forest, right? The little teepee, you know, tops are coming out. Right behind a log, there's like 60 of them. Well, that's just stupid. We shouldn't be around with crowds in the Lord. Just go find your own zone. Spread out. If you didn't get there first, go somewhere else. Spread out. And if you are someplace where you know people are at all the time, you should expect to put your shovel in somebody else's dew sometimes. It's gross, but pick a better spot. Go to a different location. Walk a little further away. Put a rock on it. Make a mark somehow saying, hey, this has been disturbed. You don't want to dig here. You know, I just can't understand how we think having people bag their own poop and carrying it out is doing any good. We're putting poop, which will decompose in the wilderness by itself, has for hundreds of years, and we're putting it in a plastic bag and carrying it, putting it in a bin, which is going to sit in our landfills for centuries. Plastic bags do not disintegrate to a level it's going to be any good. Yeah, I have a friend who's a physicist. And he says, I wish I could find the studies for you. But he says, just flat out, honestly, it says, matter of fact, poop on top of the ground will disintegrate faster than poop buried in the ground. And 100,000 times faster than poop in a bag. So I'm against that whole notion. You make your own opinion up. I'm not pooping a bag. I'm going to bury it. And you guys can chase me to Lourdes. But guess what? I don't tend to go where all you are at. So I get off trail, find my own spot, and if I can see two people while I'm backpacking where I stay at, that's a bad backpacking trip sometimes. I like being out where no one else is at a lot of times and finding these lakes and streams and pulling off the road someplace where other people are at. And that comes from my dad. My dad was a logger, and we camped when I was a kid, you know, the end of the longest logging road. And then where the road ended, we just drove in the woods further and camped in there. That's where we camped at. That was back in the 70s, obviously. Things were a little different than they are now. He'd probably get arrested for that nowadays. But, you know, we would camp with no one around. But it's a concept. So, but anyways, make your own decision on that. I, for one, am never going to guilt you for digging a hole and leaving your business in the woods. I just don't buy it. There's just way too many things to worry about. And I truly believe that the Wilderness Act, I wish I could find it for you. I shouldn't be. Next week, I'll circle back to this and give you the notes on it. But in the Wilderness Act, it actually has a portion of it that says that we should expect human beings to be able to do common things like go off trail and, you know, hunt and do things like that in the wilderness. And we've already eliminated most of that. And the leave no trace principles have eliminated even more of that. And yes, I know we've got better since the 1800s and 1900s. And we're supposed to be a better people now. We just have more rules for us to break. And, you know, go biblically honest, man. The Pharisees had all kinds of rules too that Jesus never intended, right? It's just one of those things where we don't need to bag our own poop. We need to bury our poop. And we need to clean up after our dogs, okay? The reason that people have a war on dogs is because we have a lot of dog owners who just don't have a conscience, right? They have no, they don't believe in, you know, their personal space should, you know, be their personal space. I don't know even how to say it. They have no courtesy. Courtesy is the word. Let's go into the wilderness with courtesy in our mind, with kindness in our eyes, to experience life and joy together. And when we're out there, go find a private spot. If you dig someone else's dew up, move over 6 inches, do it different spot. It's like, it's just going to happen, right? But bury it. Don't leave it out. That's rude. And you know what? Shame on everybody who goes day hiking and you just go, you know, and I'm going to blame this on the girls a little bit. So I apologize, but based on my experience in Desolation Wilderness, it's pretty right on. They'll leave their wet wipe or their pee rag wipe, just leave it on the soil. Oh, I'm going to pick it up when I go back. You're not going to pick it up. Go buy yourself a shovel, bury it. Okay. If you bury it, you're better off than leaving it there, and there's not going to be the argument. I guarantee you this is coming about because somewhere the PCT or the John Muir Trail or one of these trails that everybody in the world's on and nobody gets off of, these campgrounds are getting overrun because people aren't taking care of business and they're not taking care of the wilderness while they're out there. And so they're trying to make more rules and they're making it harder for you to get permits. They're making it harder to follow the rules. And pretty soon it's going to be an exclusive white person's club. And we can say all we want inclusion and everybody else. But what we're really trying to say is that you have to follow our rules where you can't go. And that's not what the Wilderness Act is. The wilderness is for you. It's for everyone. And I hope that you go out and enjoy the wilderness this year. I'm going to be doing some wilderness stuff myself, and I look forward to going out, and I'm digging a hole. I am. Backpacker Magazine, sorry. I'm a subscriber. Love your stories, but in this case, I think you're wrong, and you shouldn't be the steward of it. So that's Sierra Rec Magazine's personal opinion. You can not like us, not subscribe to us. That's fine. If you agree with me, please hit the thumbs up down low. I think more people are on my side than not, but that's kind of where it's at. And I know I'm going up and down the computer. I'm sitting on a bed. Really kind of wish I had a better environment for you guys this week, but I didn't want to miss the recording. I promised one every week. So that is all I have live from Denver this week. I hope you have a great week enjoying the powder in the Sierra Nevada. Get out and explore. Hit us up down below on any of the channels with questions. You can find these podcasts live on our website too. We're posting them there. We have them on YouTube, YouTube channels, your subscriptions available. And again, we'll be emailing out our newsletter for our next magazine here coming up in March. We hope you'll join us and hope you have a wonderful day wherever you're at in Sierra today. Go out and explore, discover something new today. Have a great day.